Argentina's presidential election has come to an abrupt end 4 days ahead of schedule. One of the candidates, former President Carlos Menem, dropped out of the race last night, handing an automatic victory to his rival, Patagonia's governor, Néstor Kirchner. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Buenos Aires.
Carlos Menem, a longtime Peronist and former president, ended several days of speculation and political uncertainty last night with a videotaped speech dispatched from his home province.
Como decía la compañera Evita.
As Evita said, "I renounce the honors and titles, but I do not renounce the fight," Menem said. But he has renounced his election fight against fellow Peronist Néstor Kirchner. Menem says he's unhappy with the election rules, but most Argentines assume he quit because opinion polls showed that he was about to lose by as much as 40 percentage points. Menem is still popular with some Argentines. 24% voted for him in the first round of the election last month. Hundreds of supporters gathered outside his hotel in Buenos Aires to beg him to stay in the race. They recall his two terms as president in the 1990s, when he privatized government companies and the economy boomed. Sergio Caragumiciano says Menem is merely misunderstood. The problem is the person who's been so demonized, Caragumiciano says. Menem is one of Argentine politics' most flamboyant figures. A 72-year-old with a taste for facelifts and fancy clothes, married to a former Miss Universe half his age. He's also been investigated for corruption, including illegal weapons sales overseas. He has a penchant for old-style Peronist gestures, such as his occasional appearances at his hotel window to wave to his people. Menem's decision to quit automatically makes Kirchner the president-elect. But Kirchner does not sound grateful. Instead, he accuses Menem of stealing Argentines' right to vote.
Unable to be re-elected for the third time, Menem has taken pot shots against the institutions of the Republic with the same impunity he showed during his time in office.
But it's Kirchner who's been cheated out of the chance to clobber Menem on Sunday. Kirchner sorely wanted a big win to make up for the fact that he finished just behind Menem in the first round. Technically, Kirchner is now going to take office on the strength of only 22% of the popular vote. Current President Eduardo Duhalde, who supports Kirchner, says this isn't as bad as it sounds. When you talk about the popularity of presidents, you have to talk about opinion polls. And President Kirchner's image is very high, Duhalde says. It may seem risky for any elected official to equate political legitimacy with opinion polls, but at the moment, Argentina's new president by default will have to take legitimacy where he can find it. Martin Costi, NPR News, Buenos Aires.